Like many communities across the state, Fortuna has localized its budget revenue capability with a sales tax increase that funds city services, and it generated $1.9 million last year. During a presentation at the February 2nd Fortuna City Council meeting, the council was updated on the city's Measure E tax, a 3/4-cent sales tax increase approved by voters in 2016. The Measure E tax revenue pays for essential city services, including police, infrastructure repairs, and youth and senior programs. Measure E Oversight Committee Chair Sue Long said the tax revenue paid for staff positions, infrastructure projects, and general fund deficit reduction. She broke it down in dollars.
For the 24-25 expenditures for Measure E, $422,000 went to Parks and Recs, 20%. $1,102,000 went to the police department, that was 51%. $238,000 went to cover the general fund deficit, and almost $400,000 went to public works.
Police department funding has been repeatedly highlighted during the council's budget discussions, with the wage difference between Fortuna's police staff and that of other cities an ongoing issue. But last November, the council approved police wage hikes in a 2-year agreement, with the increase addressing what was described as critical recruitment and retention challenges. Measure E, meanwhile, is helping cover the cost of hires, as detailed by Long.
Police department has a lot of positions paid by Measure E. The detectives, which have proven to be invaluable. They have solved a lot of crimes. They've handled 1,481 incidents in 24-25. And for two people, that's a lot of cases. And so we added a community services officer, a records clerk, a code compliance officer, which helps with blight and keeping dead cars off the streets and keeping garbage from accumulating on properties. The canine program, which everybody loves because we have the two dogs, Kane and Blitz, and they are very active in the community, helping out with the officers as well as interacting with the children in the community and at other community events. We also replaced the bulletproof vest for the police officers. I mean, obviously, we want to keep them safe. And we spent $67,000 to finish up the police facility this year.
She added, quote, without Measure E, we would not have several of these police positions, and we would not be able to balance our budget. And earlier in the meeting, during a mid-year budget update, Finance Director Aaron Felmley described the budget as being, quote, in a slightly better position than anticipated for this current fiscal year. Fortuna's budget shows a mix of pluses and minuses, and while there's still a deficit, it's less than expected. The budget deficit stands at $254,000 for the current fiscal year, which Felmley said is an improvement of about $125,000 from the version of the budget that was adopted on July 1st. But Felmley described a downward trend in the general fund's biggest source of revenue, sales tax.
So talking about sales tax a little more, which again is the biggest source of revenue to the city's general fund, sales tax as compared to the peak year, which was fiscal year 21-22, this current fiscal year is anticipated to be 6% lower, or $150,000 less. And we also see that continuing into 26-27, with only about a 2-3% increase from 25-26. Spending has not been picking up among consumers since the COVID era highs, and consumer sentiment is trending down as inflation continues to eat into consumers' ability to make discretionary purchases.
But for the current fiscal year, overall revenue is expected to be slightly higher than projected, with property tax revenue forecasted to increase by 3.5%. Felmley highlighted the better-than-expected condition of the budget, whose total is expected to be $9.9 million at the end of the fiscal year, but added a caveat. He said, quote, we still are at a deficit, and additionally, the trend of sales tax revenue being flat will continue to increase pressure on our already tight budget. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.